President Obama recently signed the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act, updating the almost 20-year-old law. Senator Mark Warner is one of the bill's champions at the Center for American Progress this morning. He called the new GIPRA the biggest little bill that no one had ever heard of. He says the legislation almost died several times during the lame duck session because it makes bigger changes than many lawmakers really first had realized. Warner said there are five key points to the GIPRA Modernization Act. First, he says the bill helps agencies focus on a smaller number of priorities.
This legislation requires each of the agencies to actually identify their roughly 3 to 5 top goals. And rather than reporting on those goals on an annual basis, whereby by the time a congressional staffer or a member or the press gets to it, it's outdated, requires this information to be reported on a quarterly, user-friendly website to make sure that we could try to get some buy-in from our colleagues in the federal bureaucracy. We've said simply additive without taking away something makes no sense. So we've set a goal at first year of 10%, and I hope that can grow dramatically, of actually eliminating reporting requirements as well. This is one, I think, one of the first times that we've actually laid out with a specific number a requirement to actually drop some of these reporting requirements so that we can focus on what's truly important.
Senator Warner says the tendency with oversight is to make cuts across the board, but that isn't necessarily the best approach. He wants more collaboration between longtime federal employees who actually know which programs are working and leaders in Congress and in the White House. Warner says that cutting programs is difficult, but the current fiscal crisis makes that situation clear. It's not a question of if the government is going to reduce the deficit. It's a matter of when.
Actually asking agencies to identify underperforming programs will create two things. One, it will give us in Congress a guide. Two, it will put the spotlight on those underperforming programs. If the agency is truly vetted in those programs, they will have to then try to work towards self-improvement.
Warner says that the Modernization Act will also start map out overlapping programs. He says President Obama's State of the Union salmon example, only the tip of a huge government-wide problem. He says the fourth key point of the act caused the biggest reaction from OMB. OMB produces this annual list of least productive agencies, but Warner says that's not good enough. He says the last highlight of the new legislation will require each agency to identify a chief performance officer and to make sure policies are actually carried out. Agencies now have a chief performance improvement officer required by OMB, but not by law. This is not the first effort of government reform. Warner says others' attempts have failed because they were largely driven by one executive. He says the new GIPRA, he says it'll be different.
What I'm hoping with this is making sure that there is actual ongoing interest from Congress. Congress has to be a partner with the executive in making clear that this is going to last beyond a particular member of the administration, or for that matter, a particular administration. The challenge around our deficit is not going to be solved overnight.
Warner says the tendency with oversight is to make cuts across the board, as we told you, but that's not always the best approach. He wants collaboration with feds, career feds, political, White House, Congress. He says cutting programs is going to be difficult, but it's just not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Even when we cut back, we nibble, we rarely eliminate. We need to send some kind of shockwave across the federal government that this time we really mean it. We at some point have to have the discipline to actually do some program elimination as a shot across the bow to say that we're serious.
Senator Warner says states have made cuts over the past few years, and it's time the federal government absorbs some of those losses as well. The Senate Budget Committee will hold a hearing tomorrow on implementation of GIPRA 2.0, hearing from former Comptroller General David Walker, among others. You can find more information and this full